Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Well, welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Kathy Perry is our guest. Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. She's our social media expert. She's the co-author of Stepping Stones to Success. And Kathy, I know one of the things, thanks again for staying with us, and I know one of the things you want to talk about is I'm going to read it here, Kathy. It says, annoying Facebook settings. Isn't that redundant? That's not really not necessary to say both of those words, is it? Can't you just say Facebook settings and people nod knowingly?
Well, there are certain settings that really probably annoy people a lot, and I don't know if you
Are not just annoying. All Facebook settings are annoying. those are the ones you're talking about are maddening. They're maddening.
There are specific things that you may want to change your settings on. Have you noticed that auto playing on the videos, they automatically start playing. It isn't
launch.
You choosing to do it.
That's very bad.
And you can change that by going to settings, and then there's video link, and just click off on that autoplay videos because they just started doing that not too long ago, and I'm going, why are all these videos playing automatically? That's a big one, pet peeve of mine. But also, social advertising. You know, a lot of advertisements are coming through the news feed, and Facebook lets you opt out of these posts on the settings page, which I'm surprised because that is their ad revenue. But you can go to the ads tab and then you don't have to see it in your stream. But it doesn't mean that they're not still gathering your information and, you know, they're still using your information for the advertisers. So it doesn't get rid of that. But you don't have to see it in the stream. And then unwanted notifications. How many times do we get those notifications that we really just wish they weren't letting us know about? And you can go to the settings tab and under notifications, and you can turn off event triggers, because sometimes you end up in groups that you didn't ask to be a part of, and you start getting all these messages. You're going, where did that come from? So there's all these little tweaks, I'll call them. And you can also clear out your searches because, you know, every time you're searching for someone, they're tracking all of that information. And so you can clear out your search history also by going to settings under the privacy tab and who can see your stuff. There's an activity log.
So the issue here is whether the default practice for Facebook is to make you take everything until you turn it off.
Exactly.
And you have to know how to go turn it off.
Exactly.
And how many people just live with it? You know, they don't go do something about it. They just live with it. And then Facebook knows that it's making people angry at them, right? But they also know that if they get an ad out that works, they're literally balancing. Okay, we're going to make 40% of the people unhappy, but we're going to connect with 60% of the people by forcing this stuff down their throats. So that's a 20% advantage. We'll do it. Am I wrong about that?
You know, I'm sure there's
they're balancing. You know, they know this is going to make people mad, and they're doing it as a percentage play.
Yes. Well, they're always coming up with new ways to make sure that your information is, that you're receiving advertisements.
Yep.
They talk about relevant stories, timely stories, but also you're getting in all of that, those ads.
Who's writing. Been saying for 7 years now that if you think that the social media platforms are on your side, you're delusional? Who's been saying that now all this year?
You have been saying that forever.
Who's been saying that if you think that Wall Street isn't pulling their chain and just determining how you use social media, you know, that's the one thing that I've been warning people about. And you know what, Kathy, if you're an individual, don't worry about it. Have fun. Disconnected, get mad if you want to. But if you're a business owner and you're building community on these platforms, it's not whether you can live with what they give you, it's whether your customer communities can live with it.
Exactly.
And if they go away and see if they don't know how to disconnect and they go away, you've lost them from your community.
And that's why it's really important to get them to go from there over to your site so that you can have a dialogue with them continuously.
Right. Now, it's not that you're trying to get them not to meet you on Facebook or Twitter. It's that you want parallel universes. You know, in the book, Kathy, I call it migrating. Do what ducks do. Migrate them over.
Yes, migrate
them. Migrate them over from Facebook. So you got them in parallel universes, folks. You're visiting with them on Facebook, but if Facebook makes them mad or if they go away, you have the ability to connect with them in your own way. You've got to do that, folks. Tintail, right back with Kathy Perry. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.